I'm getting a bit sick of that myself. Oh, hello, yeah, welcome back. You join us today. Continuing with our phoning on junk mail. Not drunk mails, as some of you phoned in and thought we were talking about. No, junk mail. And what's the best kind? And we've got Jonathan on line four, who's is a vicar. Jesus. Literally. Yeah, so, hello, Jonathan.
Hey there. Yes, of course. Now, my church send out, we send out leaflets through the mail, and we've got lots of complaints from people.
Yeah.
Complaining about saying that, like, our leaflets about Jesus were junk mail, and they were clearly just informing them on how sinful they were. And, you know, I don't think that kind of thing is so great. It's helpful to people. And, things like that, you know. But I don't like these prize draws because I always enter them and never win anything.
We've had a lot of calls about these prize draw things that people enter and never win. Yeah, but, you know, if you're that gullible to enter them, then, you know, you're not going to... Oh, hang on. There's a midget outside. Tapping on the glass. Oh, it's Toby. Toby Wilde, for those who don't know. Yeah, he's a smart man. He's tapping on the glass. Hang on. What do you want? I'm on air. Bugger off.
No,
what?
I need to speak to you.
Oh, come in then, bloody hell. Everyone, I'd like to welcome Toby Wilde, all of a sudden. Magical guest star, all of a sudden. What do you want?
Paul, there's an emergency at home. Well, upstairs. You've got to come quickly. It's terrible. It's Cecil and Margaret. Quickly, Paul, you've got to come.
All right. Have you been crying?
A little bit.
Look like it.
Yeah.
All right, then, listeners. Well, I'm going to have to rush off, I guess. It's quite unprofessional of me. But you can do that kind of thing when you've got your own radio station. As I'm sure Chris Evans would agree. Well, he would have, but you ain't got one now. Anyway, yeah. To stop the riots in the streets, or the dancing in the streets, if David Bowie and Mick Jagger had out to do it, which they didn't because they didn't catch on. I'll put my live CD on, available from all good websites called I don't know, I never use the internet. Super on answer. No, www.com. You can sell any old crap over the internet.com. I don't know how many. I'll just try out. And anyway, I'm rambling. So, Terraria bit listeners, and enjoy the CD. And if you were there when the CD was being recorded, see if you can listen out for you. You might hear yourself. That's quite a few heckles. How did we cut them out? I can't remember. All right, then, listeners. Terraria bit. I don't know. Okay, we present Radio Facts, Episode 3, Live and Let Die. Oh, my goodness. Put up on this. That's it. Calm down now. Gentle. Right, well, hello there. Lydia, sorry about this. I always have this trouble. It's a bit off-putting, but just bear with me. Right, my name's Paul Thacker. As I'm sure you know. Because you bought the tickets to come to this thing, didn't you? Well, unless you sneaked in. which he could have done. I noticed he had quite poor security at the front door. Just one old man. I don't know his name. He looked like an elf for him. Bernard or something. But, well, you never know. It could be something far more dynamic. Like Hortense or Agamemnon or something. I just don't know. Could you find that out? No, it's not important. Well, if you did sneak in, then probably give some money to charity or something, I reckon, yeah. I think Help the Aged's quite a good one, because, well, the clothes, they're always a bit tatty, aren't they, if you're going there. Yeah. They obviously need more money to buy some smart clothes. They should do what I do and go to Burton's or something like that. That's where I get my T-shirts from. Well, I don't actually go. My mum gets them for me. But yeah, she insists she gets them from Burton's, even though they never look like they've got labels on. And they also look a bit worn and a bit tatty. But she says that's how they sell them, you know. Worn in, like. So I can't really complain, can I? I mean, Melange T-shirt and jean combination has served me well for nigh on 22 years now, probably. I don't know. Well, I'm sure you've all noticed I'm a chubby lad. Good. Glad that's duly noted. Right then. Let's have a look at you. Where's the ladies, huh? Oh. Several right there. Well, that's going to distract me. Yeah, so if some points do out tonight, I just start staring at you, then just shout at me or some more. Throw some at me. Hang on, what am I saying? Don't throw anything at me. Actually, the message in Nick is. Nick is. You could throw them. Sorry. Yeah. Right. This is the bit I have the problem with. The crossover from the introduction to the first bit. So it might get a little rough here for a while, but bear with me and we'll just try it. Alright, here we go. Okay, yeah. So, three men walk into a bar. They all order the same drink. Let's say they order a Bailey's. They're not fruity. That's just what they order. Hang on, aren't they? Let me just remember the end of the joke. Hang on. No, actually, there might be. But, you know, don't come into the joke, so yeah, make your own minds up, you know, whatever you're most comfortable with. Me, personally, I'm thinking that the three ladies in a giant butter pit all begging me to swan dive amid them while a giant TV in the background plays Eurotrash. You know, and the music guitar can be heard from a distant travelling back. Yeah, so these three men, anyway, they go over to the dartboard and start playing darts. The first man, who I believe was from Ireland, I won't do the accent, it's just silly. He says, two nuns walk into a church, guess what they say? And, you know, then quick as a flash, the other two lads say, they say, I don't know. And then the first one says, they say, ow, it was an iron church. Hang on, wasn't iron. I don't know why I said iron church. A bit odd. No, it was just a normal church. You know, you see where I was going. Oh, I've ruined that one, haven't I? I told you it'd get rough there. Never mind. all right, well, yeah, sorry about that. Well, I think it's time to get the band warmed up and do this track. Shall I introduce them to you? I think I better, because, well, they told me I had to. They were getting a bit pissed off that I never, you know, checked the names and sort of thing. So, a bit prima donnas, really. They're just musicians, aren't they? They're silly. Right, then, here on the drum equipment, we've got a man called Tony. Tony man on the drums, yeah. And see there on the bass, it's a wee Mr. Toby Wilde. He may be a dwarf, but, you know, he's got a full 5-string bass. And strings must have been the X-Files, don't he? And on the guitar, at his own mind, Papa. No, Cecil, yeah. And the newest addition to my lovely band is a Mr. Eugene Bent, who has wormed his way through and does some keyboard work. He's from the Midlands. So, you know, what can do. Yeah. Right, the first song's going to be one from the new album coming out in the fall, which is summer, isn't it? I don't know. Just check the website when it comes out, I'm not sure. Right then, Nan. This is a song about one of God's finest creations. God bless you, ma'am. Starts off by the one from the Midlands. So, go on, lad. A one, a two, and a one, a two, a three, a four. Thank you. Wasn't that good, sir? I'm knackered. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm too round for this. Oh, dear. Right, yeah, well, we had the painters in last week. Bloody awful time it was. I woke up, it was Monday morning, by some git in my room whistling and stripping off in my room. Alright, yeah, the walls didn't need repapering, but, you know, he could have knocked. Of course, he did knock, didn't he, in his own quite unique way. Because tradesmen, of course, knock very differently from, you know, with normal people. But, unless there's any children in the audience, and then, you know, in which case, yeah, listen up, you might learn some, you know, like, whereas we, if we were entering a room, we would tap our hands on the door, wouldn't we, yeah, tradesmen, you know, being plumber, painter, burglar, or electrician, won't knock. Oh, no, it's too easy for him. What's he going to do?
Yeah.
He's going to whistle to announce his presence, isn't he? If he's walking into a room for painting, then it's a, I can't whistle very well. Or if he's walking in to update the data rail, then sure enough, no knock, but a hearty... You know, but it doesn't stop there, because, you know, not only did they not use it to show their enter in the room, but they also talk to each other with it too. Hello? Get a room full of painters, and it sounds like you're in London Zoo's bird department. Yeah, you know, all that whistling, you know. Because, of course, you know, whistling is the best way to give measurements of piping or pass on information about sanding techniques. You know, general treatment stuff. Yeah. Or best communicated via the power of the whistle. So it makes sense that they have adopted that language for their occupation. Yeah. It was an iron bar. What? Where was I? I can't remember. Yeah. Yes, anyway, this bugger was in my room stripping paper down. Happy as you like, and whistling like a... trooper, well, no, a painter, I suppose.
Yeah.
And Muggins here was all naked as the day was born. And I think I had a young man. Yeah, I probably did, yeah. So I had to wrap myself in my bed sheet and I thought, yeah, I did. I looked like a turkey. So I wore my Tupperware bowl for a crown effect. Yeah, it was quite good. I've been using it for a drum track. I got quite a good sound from it, actually, but, anyway, so, stand there in my Caesar-style toga garment, so I majestically walked down the stairs after giving a horrible look to the painted person, and, I went downstairs and then through into the kitchen, where I saw Mum and Dad, and they were having breakfast, and I promptly proclaimed that, I was king, and all that I sees, I earns. I did say it in that Popeye style. They didn't like it. He told me not to talk like Popeye. And Dad pointed out that he could see my young man through the sheet. And then Mum slapped me. Well, I suppose you're wondering where this story's going, aren't you? How can I be thinking it? How can I be seeing it? But it's going nowhere because it's finished now. By me saying this. Never ever wear togas if you're prone to getting young men quite a lot. Okay. Yeah, right, anyway, so it's time for another one of Cecil's songs this time. I didn't write this one, Cecil's. So, hope you enjoy it. Starts off with Cecil. A 1, 2, a 3, 4, not Thor. Anna, there we go.
Yo!
Ow!
Nobody loves you. You have no home. Endlessly walking out there in the wild, searching for a dog. The best is for you to do.
introvert, but you know one would say you're welcome dead.
For anyone who's interested, this looks like it there. We did something about it. This is Herbal. No one knows. Kind of a catharsis. I believe the word is that song, helping him work through some difficult problems he's got mentally and physically. Yeah. Well, I don't know about you, but as a child, I was terrified of story time. Utterly terrified. Petrified, even. Or is that. No, well, yeah, I was petrified, yeah. And you should have been too, actually, you know, because all those old fairy tales are full of evil monsters and creatures and stuff. But I should have heeded the warnings, because they all do have very good cautionary tales in them, obviously. Otherwise parents, you know, parents wouldn't just read horror stories to kids. That'd be terrible. I don't care if you do that, but no, no, they've got good cautionary tales in them. Like, for example, the bit of goat Scruffy is a cautionary tale about the danger of bridges, isn't it? Yeah. Like this one time when I think it was about 17, I think, mum and dad took me out to a model village just north of where I believe. It was £3.50 each, it was quite expensive. And we went round and we were looking at the little men. No, the miniature humans, not the peni. Walking about, and we came to this road and there was a bridge. And there was no, like, warning signs, like maximum weight limit, I don't know, 15 stone or whatever. It was just some traffic lights, and we waited and they went to green. So we crossed the bridge and mum got across our right. Dad got across our right. I mean, there was no trolls or anything. But yeah. And then I went to go across and stepped on it. And the bloody thing crumbled and collapsed, and I got my socks all damp. Because, yeah, it wasn't deep water. But there was water in it, and I got my socks all damp. So, you know. And we had to pay like 30 quid for them to build a new bridge. It was terrible. Utterly terrible. Sorry, I wandered off. The Princess and the Pea, of course. Simple tale about don't get crumbs in your bed. You know? bit annoying. Especially if you're a princess. Yeah. Or a prince. I don't know. It might work the same way. Humpty Dumpty. Don't put all your eggs on one wall. Simple and true. Yeah. Mind you, freaky alive eggs that have mounds and eyes. Oh, terrified me. I weaved myself once when I was being read that. And that was in school. Oof. I was 28 years old now. Rapunzel is a complex tale about poor architectural practices. You know, because they forgot to build a door in the tower, so that poor lass had to grow hair long. Didn't she? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder if she had plumbing. Probably did. I don't know. And The Three Little Pigs is again an architectural based story, which I'm sure has inspired a young architect to choose that career path. And of course, the most frightening tale, and yet the most informative, is Rumpelstiltskin. Because, you know, if the full version of the story was ever found, then it told the secrets of alchemy. Just think of the possibility. Mind you, would you have to give your baby to a dwarf? I don't know. Well, if a dwarf comes to your castle often yet turns straw into gold, then probably don't let him. Or her. It could be a transvestite, you know. Or do they have female dwarfs? I don't know. Did they? Oh well, something for me to do tonight. No. Right then, do you want to rock? Hang on, no. Put your hands up if you want to rock. 1, 2, 3. Alright, that's 16 of you. Alright then, who wants to rock in the key of C sharp? 7 of you. Well, you might want to rock, but I don't know what key this song's in, so just, you know, like, enjoy it, I don't know, just rock. Yeah, I wrote this one. Here we go. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you think people bought the laughter track on that then? It sounded a bit stuck on to me. No, I think. Sounded all right. I mean, really, we shouldn't have done it in a bus station. No. Should we? It's not my fault we can't get proper gigs, is it, Paul? Well, yeah.
No, I think
you arrange them.
We used electronic jiggery pokery to pokery it jiggerily.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it sounds quite good.
Yeah, no, not bad.
Anyway, Paul, are you ready to do this next scene?
Oh, yes.
All right, then. Margaret is the tape up to speed.
It is loving.
Right then, Paul. In 3, 2, action.
Right. Yeah. Toby. Yes. So what's up with mum and dad then? They're all right, are they? I don't know. What's happening to me?
They were when I saw them, but they were having a huge argument in the top bedroom. Bedroom 3, I think. They were throwing quite violent. Throwing discs, plates about, Margaret was. Cecil was whimpering slightly.
Sounds about right.
Maybe you should try and go up and stop him. I didn't. I'm too small. I'll probably get kicked in the face. I'm not sure. So, Paul, you go up and stop him.
I'll try and talk him out of this madness. I wonder what they're arguing about. All right, I'll go and see. We're at bedroom 3 now. I'm going to go in. Right, and what's all this rubbish I hear about you and Mum having a night? What was that? What was that noise? And there's... Oh, no. We're not doing a musical section, are we? Oh, don't say we... Oh, we are. Oh, bloody hell. All right, give me a second. I'll just get ready.
Alright, Paul, that's lovely, but now we want to... Oh, jeez.
Okay, Paul, you've had your say now. Me and your father need to talk for a minute. Aww.
Right then, Arthur.
Cecil, what it is, basically, I'm completely and utterly sick of you and your ponzi... Oh, bloody hell.
Right, I think it's finished now. Hello, Michael, what's up with you? What's the matter with... Oh, don't hurry up!
That was my rant about the decline of the textile industry, which is, I'm sure, what you're arguing about.
Oh, it wasn't, Paul, not at all.
Now then, Margaret, why are you mad with me?
Well, that's first of all, you put a hole in all of my tights.
No, that wasn't me. It was Paul when he was playing cops and robbers.
No, it wasn't. I know it was you, because I found a great pube. I don't like you when you're naked. You remind me of a dry fig.
But my love is to be expected. I'm 73 and have too much skin. Okay, Margaret, is that the only reason that you're wild?
No, as I saw, I hit you and I don't like your rotten toupee.
Oh, good God, no. Why do you hit my beloved toupee?
It's really old and the dandruff and several of the diseases. I love of you, Lord, I love of you, my love for you has always
been. Bye, Margaret, what are you saying? Please, please, only be playing.
Now my love for you has all gone ever since I saw you trying on my phone.
I can't change if you want. I'll get my skin rearranged.
No, so it's far past that I could love you, even if you got your chest flat.
Oh, my man boobs, damn, my man boobs, just because you're jealous.
Yes, they're big, but I wouldn't want them. They are far too pendulous.
Go on then, well, bloody leave me, but you can't have Christella.
Fine, well then, you're round, bald, although I don't love you anymore.
What about me? Where will I live? Am I to become destitute?
Talking to you while living here, you can't come and live with me.
Margaret, are you sure you don't want to? You can flatten out any surface.
Oh, now Cecil, you can keep him. He's not even mine.
Some fine, just go then on your way. By the by, I'll need all my money pay.
Fine, I'm gonna go, I just have to go to a poo. I'm gonna do it in the hallway.
Mm.
my new wife's left me all alone. Now here I am with my round son.
Don't worry, Father. Just me and you. Let's have some fun.
Oh, Margaret, no! No, I'm alone with him.
You have been listening to Radio Facts, starring me. I'm round and fat and funny sometimes. Oh yeah, Paul Thacker, Cecil Thacker, Margaret Thacker, Toby Wilde, I think, was in this one at some bit. Yeah, written and produced by me, Paul Langer. Thank you. Cheerio a bit, I guess. That last bit wasn't professional, really, was it, Dad?
No, I won't, Paul. Yeah. Oh, I'm still upset. It was hard to go through those emotions again.